You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
If you or your loved ones are struggling with persistent pain, arthritis, musculoskeletal pain, autoimmune issues, fear of movement, or other physical and emotional symptoms related to pain, well, today's show is absolutely right for you. Now, I personally understand what acute and chronic pain is about, and I understand it deeply because over 5 years ago, I had the worst injury of my life, and this was a traumatic brain and neck injury that made me believe that I might never be able to even work again and live pain-free. Wow. So last year, I shared my journey and healing discoveries in my number one bestseller book, Mighty Mito. But I really believe that if I knew Dr. Joe Tata back then, when I was experiencing my injury and trying to figure out how to get well, and if I learned some of his natural pain solutions back then, I know that my recovery from the pain and the injury would have been so much faster. So who do we have here is Joe Tata, Dr. Joe Tata, who's a doctor of physical therapy, board certified nutrition specialist, and he's also a functional medicine practitioner who specializes in treating persistent pain and lifestyle related musculoskeletal, metabolic, and autoimmune health issues. He's the author of the best-selling book, Heal Your Pain Now, a revolutionary program to reset your brain and body for a pain-free life. Let's welcome my good friend, Dr. Joe Tata, to Wellness for Life. So happy to have you here, man.
Thanks, Dr. Suzanne. It's great. So great to be here with you on this day.
You've been on my show before, so I'm happy that you're here again. Let's say that. So let's start up right now. Let's hear some stats. What's going on with America? Everyone comes into my office saying that they're suffering from at least some form of pain in addition to a lot of other things. So how many people are suffering from pain here?
Yeah, it's a great question to start because I think, in our kind of healthcare society today, we always look at kind of heart attacks and cancer and diabetes and all those things, of course, are important, and we should, do the best we can to decrease them. However, chronic pain affects about 116 million people, so it's way more than those three diseases that I just talked about. And some of the stats that we see in our country, in the United States of America, as far as, basically one out of every three people struggling with chronic pain, we see that throughout the entire world. So it's really not just a problem in our modern society, it's really a problem all across the globe. So this is a national problem as well as a global problem. The interesting stats about the United States is when we look at, these quote-unquote about 100 million people who struggle with chronic pain, we know that probably about half of them have some kind of autoimmune-related disease or some kind of underlying autoimmune condition or trigger. So we have kind of those two categories that we can, talk about and toss around. The other thing that is really important when we start to talk about chronic pain, and this is, kind of one of the missions I have and the platform, is that the United States of America consumes about 300 million prescriptions each year of opioid medication. Now, when we talk about chronic pain, we're not talking about end-of-life pain. We're not talking about cancer pain. For those types of patients, we want the best medicine possible. What we're talking about today are the people who have kind of the chronic musculoskeletal pain, the aches and pains of every day, autoimmune-related pain. Those are the patients we're talking about. And we know for those types of people that opioids really don't work, and we have a lot of good information that came out this year backed by the National Institutes of Health as well as the CDC. So, we know that opioids are not a fix for long-term pain. If you happen to need one for the short term to get yourself through a period of time, what I'm recommending that for people is that we try to go for the lowest dose for the shortest period of time and only combine with integrated natural strategies to kind of get you over that hill. So that's kind of where we currently are as a nation regarding pain.
Well, you say 116 million, but I really think there's a lot more in America. The people just don't, it's not recorded, because every time I have a patient come in, and whether they're, it's something, they come in for different conditions. Most of my patients, they come from chronic diseases, chronic fatigue syndrome, and if you have got diabetes, then of course they come in with diabetic neuropathy, which is, pain and tingling in their hands, hands and feet. A lot of, because I'm a chiropractor, I get a lot of arthritis and they suffer from stiffness and swelling. Of course, there's also pain there. And then individuals who have got autoimmune, as you say, you know, for instance, Hashimoto's, it's very well known that one of the signs and symptoms of Hashimoto's, you also have painful muscles and joint. You know, all of this is going on, but there's a problem that I see that I know you see this too, is that all of these patients will go to different doctors for each condition. And those doctors do not know how to manage literally the pain that they're feeling correctly. And that's part of the reason why they're giving out opioids all the time, because they just don't know how to manage it properly. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, it's true. And you brought up two really wonderful points. I think the first point regarding pain is that so far, probably for the last 50 years in medicine, it's been looked at as just a symptom and something we can, you know, kind of cure with like the one ill for the one pill. But we're realizing that chronic pain is actually a disease in and of itself. So you're right when those numbers probably are higher. And I think those of us who work in physical medicine, the chiropractors, physical therapists, you know, we kind of really see this every day on a daily basis. The other interesting thing you brought up is as far as people kind of identifying what it is, the really interesting stat that I pulled up when I wrote my book, Heal Your Pain Now, which is available online, is that the average physician, so the pain management physician, the pain specialist that you may see in a hospital, only receives about 4 hours of what's called pain science education. So most of the time, the education that a physician gets in the hospital or in their training in medical school is to figure out what drug to prescribe or what surgery to perform or what procedure to perform. And again, those things may be needed as a last resort, so to speak. But we know for chronic pain, those things really don't fix the underlying problem. They don't fix the root cause of the problem. And those are some of the things I talk about in my book and I talk about, you know, in the work that I do.
Right. And, you know, your book is awesome. Love it. Thanks so much for my copy. And I know in your book, one of the very important strategies is actually to have movement. You know, we all know that exercise and movement is super important. And I'd like to know what you wrote about in the book and why it's so important for chronic or persistent pain.
Yeah, you know, what I like to tell patients, you know, right off the bat is that motion is lotion and that movement is one of the best forms of medicine we have, and that you can start off kind of slow and low and build on it. I mean, you know, I don't think at this point, I think we all know that exercise makes your muscles stronger and your joints more flexible. Obviously, it prevents sedentary behaviors. It burns calories. There's all those things. But taking that kind of one layer deeper, and this is why I wrote the book so that people would know this, exercise is really great at decreasing inflammation. It's really wonderful at regulating hormones, especially insulin and cortisol, which are really integral as far as decreasing inflammation in your body and decreasing pain. Upregulating something called growth hormone, which is not only good for your body, but it's also good for things like your skin and hair and all those other things. But ultimately, what we're really learning about movement, especially when it comes to people with chronic pain, is that movement helps decrease what's called an overly sensitive nervous system. So we know that people with chronic pain, and chronic pain I really want to define on this call for your listeners, Dr. Suzanne, is pain that has persisted for more than 4 months. So if you have pain that's persisted for more than 4 months, it's called chronic pain. And as that pain persists for longer and longer period of time, we realize that it's less about the joints and muscles and more about what's called an overly sensitive nervous system. And we know that healthy movement, and this doesn't have to be, you know, jogging for long distances of time or lifting really heavy weights. This is really simple everyday movement you can do on your living room floor, works to decrease that overly sensitive nervous system or to decrease fear in the brain. And when you decrease fear, you decrease pain.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, when you say the overly sensitive nervous system, just like your book subtitle says, that you're resetting your brain. You're resetting your nervous system, right?
That's correct. Because what happens is, you know, pain is a very natural reaction or a very natural response to an acute injury. So if you fall, you hurt yourself, you know, you cut yourself, you break your leg. Pain is there to tell you, okay, you're injured, you should rest. Now, if you don't have an autoimmune condition, you don't have an inflammatory condition in your body, tissue typically heals within about 4 to 12 weeks, basically, depending on how bad the injury is. If your pain persists after the 12-week period and that pain and your injury is healed, then we look toward the brain, we look toward the nervous system as to where the answers are. You know, I think this the best for clinicians on your call would understand this the best. people who have what's called RSD, reflex sympathetic dystrophy, oftentimes those are patients that will fall and they'll break their hand. They're put in the cast for 8 to 12 weeks, and that bone heals. But once the cast comes off, they still have really, really bad pain that can persist for weeks and sometimes even months. So we look toward the nervous system for the answer. We look toward the brain as far as saying, what's going on in our brain? What's going on in our nervous system? And how can we quiet down what's called the harm alarm? And once we quiet down that harm alarm, the pain starts to go away.
Well, you know, Dr. Joe, when I had that injury, the head and neck injury, you know about it in detail.
Yeah.
You know, I did not want to move. You know, some people just, and that was me too. I'm like, if I move, then I'm going to have shooting pain down my arms, tingling, and I didn't want to feel it. So there's a catch-22 here. We're talking about movement. We want to go through it. But at the same time, I was really afraid of hurting myself even more. So I didn't want to move. All right, what about those type of people? When you're so much in pain, you just can't move. How about them?
Yeah, I mean, we see that in practice every day. And I talk about this in my book as well, in a chapter I call The Brain in Pain. So oftentimes we see this in fibromyalgia patients the most. What's really interesting, as we learn about the brain, is there's something in your brain called mirror neurons. So mirror neurons are activated when you see movement. So let's say you go and you watch a sporting event, neurons in your brain are activated, as well as when you think or imagine movement. Years ago, I had a ballet dancer, a very, very beautiful ballet dancer, who actually fractured her spine dancing. And she was wonderful. She was at the height of her career. And she came to therapy, and obviously the bone healed, but she was terrified to go back to dancing and injure her back and put her body through kind of, you know, extreme positions. So what I had her do, because she was so fearful, is I had her just imagine simple movements in her mind first. And any patient can do this. You don't have to be a dancer, obviously. You could be someone with fibromyalgia. You could be someone with autoimmune disease. And as you imagine movements in your mind, it helps to kind of retrain your brain. It helps to decrease that fear and retrain kind of the brain and the body at the same time, basically. Now, the interesting thing about this concept, and this is something called graded motor imagery, or for short, you just call it motor imagery, is that this should be dosed just like actual exercise. So if you imagine yourself running and you're not ready for it, you can actually increase pain. But if you just take those movements a little bit day by day by day, you kind of increase that movement, you increase visualization of movements, you'll decrease pain in your brain, basically, which is really, really incredible. And I use this all the time with patients who have the worst pain. These are people with awful fractures or fibromyalgia patients, or really just people who haven't moved in years because they have avoided pain. And we know those are called what's called fear avoidance behaviors. So I use these types of visualization with those with patients, and it really works wonders. It's really incredible.
So in your book, Heal Your Pain Now, you actually teach those types of routines. They're tools that will help. Is that right?
I do. I take people through it. It's a kind of a 3-step process, and I take people through this really simple 3-step process in the book. With some explanations, I use the dancer as my example in the book, which is why I use it on the call today. And it's really simple. And what's really wonderful about this is then movement becomes approachable to the millions of people who have not moved, even if they've been told, yeah, I know movement's healthy. I know it. You know, we should all move. But, you know, my pain really hurts. The more I move, the more I hurt. This type of movement is really, really approachable for people.
Great. Can you give us some of your book? I didn't read it all yet. I must admit, but there's some really great parts about it. But at the same time, you know, there's some big myths about pain, and I just want you to tell us what are, let's say, the top two, so that people can say, you know what, I can do this. I can move through this.
Sure. You know, I think as first when we talk about musculoskeletal pain, the first myth would be that an imaging study will tell me the cause of my pain. So those are things like x-rays, MRIs, CAT scans, and things like that. And it's wonderful that we have, you know, modern technology to look at our joints, but we're really finding that the truth is, you know, bones and joints are not very attractive with x-rays, especially as we get older. So we all have some worn-out surfaces as we age, and this process happens as early as our 20s. So imaging studies are poorly correlated with pain. And we know this because if we take patients who have, let's say, arthritis or they have a herniated disc in their back, some of those patients who have positive imaging studies actually have no pain at all. So again, the structure and function of your body is really, really important. But when it comes time to look at chronic pain, we take that, but we also say, okay, what else is going on in this person's life? What else is going on in their brain and nervous system? What else is going on as far as their stress levels, their thoughts, their diet? We really start to take an integrated approach to healing chronic pain in a natural way. And that's what I talk about in my book, Heal Your Pain Now.
You know, just to share a little note, a personal note about the imaging studies, if anyone saw my MRI, Joe, they would probably say that they want to have surgery because I have a central protrusion of my disc. And what central means for the listeners is that it's actually butting up against my disc, herniated so much from the injury of the impact injury that I had, so much that it's actually butting up close to my spinal cord. So anyone would think, oh my gosh, you know what, I don't want to move, first of all, because I might make that disc really hit the nerve and cause complete, let's say, neurological problems, right? Mm-hmm. Or it's gonna get worse. And the one thing I'm hoping and praying, Dr. Joe, is that as technology improves, because I'm not going to have surgery, and I don't suffer from the chronic pain and the sharp pain that I used to have, because I'm so much better at healing my pain and making sure that I do my exercises, take the right supplements and all that. So the image study, you're right. You know, don't look at it. Really, I go by, how do I truly feel? And you got to be good at reading your body. How do I get, yeah, you know, and the information that you're reading? So
the other point about imaging studies, which is really interesting to bring up, is that language, the language you hear, the things you hear in life, can actually ramp up your nervous system, or it can actually quiet down your nervous system. So if you have, obviously, a caring practitioner like Dr. Suzanne, and she's looking at your x-ray, she may say, well, you know, I see a little bit of arthritis on your x-ray here, but it's really not that bad. It's probably nothing. Let's see how you'll do with some lifestyle intervention. Versus someone says, well, you have arthritis here, and arthritis means pain. That can send a signal to your brain and to your nervous system that actually will increase that pain. So language, having the right practitioner and having them explain things that are approachable to someone and in a way that's caring can oftentimes be one of the most important factors in your care.
Oh, I agree on that. You know, making when some doctors and you know, all doctors want to help you no matter what, that's in their heart and they're dedicated to that. But often, like you're saying, their language, the way they speak to you, they might not have the best bedside manners. They're a little bit cold regarding the information they give you. They're maybe even an alarmist, and they're in fact projecting their own fear to you. I've seen that to occur as well, especially as a patient when I was going through trying to figure out all that I needed to do to get my neck back in order. I've, you know, gosh, 10, 12 different doctors I went to, and I didn't like what I was hearing, you know, it's tough. So reading your book is very inspirational. Your book has a lot of positive ways and natural ways that everyone can start implementing right now today so that you can relieve yourself of the pain, but also restore health. So, you know, here on Wellness for Life, I love talking about natural strategies and what you can do right now, right, to heal the body. Mm-hmm. And for you as a functional medicine nutritionist, clinician, you know, what are your top nutritional strategies for healing pain from, let's say, inflammation? Because, you know, inflammation basically is correlated with plant pain.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, when patients come to me, oftentimes nutrition is the number one place I'm going to them first. And I would say the number one really simple, easy strategy, although at times not so simple for everyone, is to eat a 100% whole foods diet. So I often tell patients, if it comes from a box, a can, or made by man, it probably has no place being in your diet. So obviously you want to go with whole foods, fruits and vegetables, you know, meats and fish, things that are obviously found in the wild that are natural, that have been in our diet for centuries. Now, after that, obviously, it's very important to start to really dial down your diet into the things that are good for you and the things that are not good for you. So, of course, taking the things that are not good for you out of the diet is going to be the number one way to decrease your pain. Sometimes you can decrease this in as little as 5 or 7 days. So my number one strategy, and I kind of arm wrestle with myself on this, we'll go back and forth between the number one and number two. My number one strategy would be to take gluten out of your diet. And my number two strategy would be to take all sugar and artificial sweeteners out of your diet. So if you can just do those three tips right there, a 100% whole foods diet, take gluten out 100%, and take every artificial sweetener and added sweetener out of your diet, you're going to see inflammation decrease, your joints are going to feel better, you're going to have less headaches, you're going to see so many changes in both your body as far as your joints, your muscles, your brain, even the health of your gut.
Love that. You know, I've been gluten-free, Dr. Joe, for probably over 30 years now. When I was
That's
in college,
major.
And
yeah.
Oh, it was so long, and part of it is because I was in pain. When I was in college, I did the usual thing. I gained 15 pounds, a college freshman 15, and I was eating pizza and all the junk that we all eat then. But what happened was I had like sausage fingers. My fingers were super, super swollen. Arthritis, pretty much. It's not real arthritis because it was just swollen. I didn't have any arthritic, like extra arthritis symptoms or signs, I should say, but they were very swollen and very painful. And I did a little research at UCLA when I was in college, and it related celiac disease to swollen joints. So celiac obviously is gluten sensitivity or gluten allergy autoimmune condition. And I didn't think I had celiac, but I just wanted to try it, and I took myself off of gluten, and sure enough, all of the swelling went away within like 7 days. So I knew that gluten was not my friend. It was definitely causing a lot of inflammation. So that was many, many years ago. Now today, everything is about being gluten-free. So being that it's part of your plan, that's awesome. How about supplements, though? I love taking supplements. I'm a true believer in repletion therapy and nutrient therapy. How about supplements do you recommend?
Yeah, there are a couple of key supplements. I mean, if you just want to keep things really simple, you know, the first test you should have is just get your vitamin D levels tested and see where those are. Low vitamin D levels are associated with all types of chronic pain, everything from migraine headaches to joint pain to autoimmune disease. So get your D levels checked. And obviously, if they're low, I recommend 5,000 IUs. Omega-3 fatty acids would probably be the second one. After that, I go for kind of the natural ones. As far as the botanicals, I would go for curcumin in your diet, and obviously that can be supplemental. 2,000 milligrams a day is what I recommend for people, although those with autoimmune disease sometimes do well upwards of 3,000 or 4,000 with that. And then last but not least, look for proteolytic enzymes. And those will help kind of break up the inflammation in your body. Sometimes that inflammation is actually like sticky, and those proteolytic enzymes will break up that stickiness of the inflammation in your body. So those are the major ones. We can, you know, go, I know you wrote a whole book on this, Dr. Suzanne, we can go into the mitochondrial ones and things like that, but those are the major kind of, you know, baseline supplements that people start out with when they have chronic pain.
Super important with proteolytic enzymes for our listeners is that you want to take it, if you want to control pain and inflammation, you want to use it in between meals. Because once you take it with food, they're done. It won't work, right?
That's right. That's true. And even the curcumin, even that's wonderful. But you want to make sure you take any curcumin supplement with fat. So you want to have it with olive oil or coconut oil or fatty fish, because the curcumin does better, or it's absorbed through the gut more readily when you have some kind of fat, because curcumin is typically what's called lipophilic, so it likes fat, and that's how it gets absorbed.
Right, as well as the vitamin D, which is this fat-soluble vitamin. All great.
Yeah.
You know, I take all of them, by the way. All of the things that you're talking about, I take myself because, you know, I'm constantly wanting to prevent the inflammation and pain in our body. And we all know that, you know, as we talk more and more about these chronic illnesses that we have today, cardiovascular disease and diabetes, Alzheimer's, cancers even, and all of the fibromyalgia cases, they're all about inflammation. If you control your inflammation, you will definitely control your pain, as well as even minimize or even reverse some of the diseases that we are dealing with today. Thanks so much. Now, let's talk, before we're done, we're almost done here. Tell me, where can we get Heal Your Pain Now book, and how else can we find more about you?
Sure. So the book, Heal Your Pain Now, The Revolutionary Program to Reset Your Brain and Body for a Pain-Free Life, is available now on Amazon. You can also go to my website at drjoetatta.com. That's drjoetatta.com. And Dr. Suzanne, especially for your listeners, I have a quiz for them that I'd love for them to try out. So it's called The Pain Quiz. And if they go take the pain quiz, this will test not only their knowledge on what pain is and what pain is not, but also help point to them where their root cause of their pain actually is. So they can go to thepainquiz.com and they can pick that up.
That's great. So, you know, I'd like to just ask you before we're done, what's your next phase here? Now that you've written a book, you've got all these great things going, you're helping so many people, what are you going to work on in the next year?
So next year I have two goals. One is I'm working on getting my program out there. It's called Heal Your Pain, Heal Your Life. This is a six-week program that combines integrated strategies for people with chronic pain to heal naturally. And then I actually have an institute that's starting where I'm going to be educating practitioners on natural strategies to heal chronic pain in their patients specifically. So I'm really working with patients as well as practitioners to get the message out there that we can heal chronic pain naturally and change the paradigm around chronic pain in our nation and in our globe.
You're doing awesome. Love it, Dr. Joe. Thanks so much for being here. Really great information. I put a link on my Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD. Everyone, you can get the Heal Your Pain Now book on Amazon. You can go to his website, drjoetata.com. The pain quiz is awesome to do to help you see if, you know what, you got a lot of work to do with controlling your pain. And then he's got a lot of supplements, a lot of great things on his website. And then I will see you next time. Thanks so much for listening. My life mission is here to help you be the best version of you today. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on Wellness for Life show here, Radio MD. Stay well.